Who's calling Christian? Good morning. Who's this?
Hello, mate. It's Greg Wallace. How you doing?
Greg, I think in a way you're more man than Bear Grylls. In so many ways, Greg.
I'll tell you what, I could eat more cake.
And Greg, that's the mark of a real man.
Say that again?
That's the mark of a real man, how much cake you can consume.
I think so. Actually, I'm a little bit jealous because my beautiful girlfriend's got a soft spot for the bear.
Really? Yeah. A lot of them eat catnip to the ladies, you know.
Yeah, I'd outcook him, though. Easy. I go, darling, you can spend some time with him, but what are you going to get for supper?
And
that's the
And was that your chat-up line when you met her?
Actually, it wasn't far from it. It was on Twitter, and she asked me about duck and rhubarb. Yeah, quite close, mate, yeah.
Let's hope it wasn't a typo, or maybe it was, I don't know. Greg, who do we have to thank for getting you to call the show, and who's calling Christian?
Well, it's actually my mate Clive. If he's listening, he told me about it, and so that's it. That's it. Here I am.
Well, thank you very much for giving us a call.
It's also all over Twitter as well, though, mate.
Yes, I know. A lot of our listeners are tweeting various people, but thank you very much for giving us a call. So, I read on the eve, it was like the Friday before the World Cup started. You did a brilliant guide, like a bluffer's guide to the World Cup. I think it was in the Daily Mirror or the Sun.
It was really good.
So how do you feel about this weekend and our chances? Are we going to get stuffed by Australia?
Well, we have the ability to beat them, that's for sure. There's no doubt about that. Whether we do or not, I don't know. We've got to stop giving those silly penalties away. I mean, previously, we could just rely on Australia not scrummaging. That doesn't seem to be the case anymore. It'll be a cracker of a game, but really, I'm still a bit upset about the Wales game. I haven't recovered from that.
It was a bizarre game.
I nearly sobbed into my beer at Twickenham.
So were you there?
Yeah, I was there with my boy Tom. Yeah, I mean, people don't realise I've got two coaching badges. I just love my rugby. Love my rugby.
Do you know what? I see you, Greg, as rugby's version of Kez.
Go on, in what way?
No, just enthusiasm. I didn't know you had coaching badges. They need to call you up then for Saturday.
Wow, mate, I tell you what, I'd relish the opportunity. I really would relish. Stop giving the penalties away. That's easy, isn't it? So if you don't put your hands in the ruck. Spread out across the field. If you're not sure, don't do it. That's got to be the message.
And what did your son Tom make of it all? Because at one point we were 10 points clear and you thought, this is it now. We're going to, you know, and they were Wales players were being hospitalised on that little buggy that kept ferrying them off straight to a hospital nearby. And then Wales just kept, they were like Terminators getting stronger and stronger and stronger.
Yeah, an incredible display by Wales. I think Tom was more upset afterwards when we carried on drinking and I wouldn't dance. He went, oh, Dad, it's only 2 or 3 points. It's only another 4 points, Dad, and you'd be dancing now. I was grumpy. I was really, really grumpy. He's at uni, so I don't see him all the time now. But that's what we do together. We do rugby and beer, and I think he was just a little bit peeved that Dad wasn't drinking more beer and dancing.
And are you both going to be watching a game together this weekend?
No, we're not. Although we've got tickets for the quarterfinal if we do it. So you've got to believe. Come on, England. We will be at the quarterfinal.
Who is your tip? What's Greg Wallace's tip to win the Rugby World Cup?
Who is going to win it?
Yeah.
Who is going to win it? I think New Zealand are going to win it. I mean, they are incredibly strong. As an outside bet, if I was a gambling man, and I'm not Ireland. I fancied Ireland as an outside chance for a while.
Do you remember 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
So listen,
did you?
Yeah, Greg, what we're doing then, each celebrity that calls the show then, they're leaving a question for the next star, and your question comes from Bear Grylls. It's kind of related to what we're already talking about, so maybe we can kind of guess who it might be. But who is your favourite sports star?
Oh, Martin Johnson, England captain, lifted the World Cup 2003. Incredible force on the pitch. Real gentleman, yeah, him. I'd say no one did battle with more pride and passion than Martin Johnson.
Greg, do you know what?
Although Lawrence Dallaglio, who I know very well, is probably saying, "What about me? What about me?" If he's listening, but Martin Johnson.
But you're going, John. Okay, you should be part of the punditry. You'd make a great pundit for ITV.
Yeah, I'd like that. I mean, it's. I mean, I've got a wonderful job as it is. You know, sort of eating food for a living isn't a bad job, is it? Really. The only downside is you've got to hang out with Sarode a lot. But apart from that, and listening to him mispronouncing pasta. For over 10 years, that's the only downside to otherwise just filling your tubby belly every day for a living. But to be able to sort of be a rugby pundit as well, that's must be incredible, mustn't it? Just doing stuff that you love all the time.
Greg, tell me this then. What do you consider the king of all cakes? If you had to pick one cake to be the king of all cakes, yeah?
Easy peasy.
What is it?
Battenberg.
Really?
Oh,
no way. No.
No. Mate.
No,
mate.
We're falling out over this. There's too much marzipan.
What do you mean? There's no such thing. What's wrong with you?
Battenberg.
There is no such thing. When was the last time anyone was rushed to hospital OD'ing on marzipan? It does not happen. Marzipan is one of the greatest inventions known to man.
Oh, no, it's stunningly evil. Good. It's evil marzipan.
You don't drink amaretto either, do you?
No, I don't. That's foul stuff.
No, same. Yeah, it's almonds. It's the same flavour.
I tell you what, Greg, if I gave you a glass of amaretto and a glass of the stuff that the dentist gives you to wash out after a filling, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. They're exactly
like
the same.
Either. That reminds me of root beer. But I like that.
So listen, Greg, we need a question from you to whoever calls in next. What's the question you'd like to leave?
I think who's going to win the World Cup?
Okay.
Who's going to win the World Cup?
All right. And what's the charity that you're supporting as well, Greg?
I'm an ambassador, staying with rugby. I'm an ambassador for the Hambo Foundation. Matt Hampson was England 21, rugby prop, broke his neck, paralysed the neck down, really inspirational character. People raised so much money for him. He started his own foundation, and we're constantly working. And now we're looking for any youngsters who have had spinal injuries. That's what we do. He's got a centre opening in the Midlands. Hambo, top man. Great charity. It's spread out from rugby into the world generally. And I find him so inspirational that I'm an ambassador for the Hambo Foundation.
Oh, good for you, Greg. That's a brilliant cause and great for you in getting involved as well. Greg, it's been a joy chatting to you this morning. Thank you very much for giving us a call. Greg, I've got one final offer for you.
Go on, mate.
If England win this weekend, and let's all hope they do, I'd like you to appoint you as our brand new rugby correspondent, okay?
Yeah. Give me a call and we'll chat about it.
All right, but
yeah,
England have to win, okay? Then you're on Monday, all right?
All right, that's it. I'm on the phone.
Okay.
You know what? Fingers crossed. I've just got a sneaking suspicion we might, you know? Just think we might nick it.
Greg, thank you very much. Enjoy the game. Thanks for giving us a call.
Nice talking to you. Take it easy.